Week 8 is upon us, and so are the undefeated Atlanta Falcons as they come to town. They present some unique challenges, but also some big opportunities for the Eagles. We're breaking down both sides of the ball in the key matchups. But first, Todd Bowles takes over the defense. What changes can you expect? That's up first, right here on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger along with Mike Quick and Ike Reese. And Ike, obviously the news of the week is Juan Castillo is out. Todd Bowles has been elevated to the defensive coordinator position. So when you heard the news, what did you think? What might we see differently from this Eagles defense?
Well, the first thing I'm thinking is you're getting an experienced defensive guy on that side of the football, a guy that can be innovative, a guy that can be creative. And I'm hoping that we're going to get a chance to see a guy who has ice water in his veins. You're going to have to be able to dial up pressure plays at the most critical moments and have confidence in them so that your players have that confidence when they're trying to execute it out there on the field.
Mike, you've been around Todd quite a bit here, you know, throughout the offseason, preseason. Your impressions of Todd, and can he play chess with some of the masterminds on offense in this
league? He's going to have to, and Ike hit it. It's confidence, and I think the players have confidence. The guy's played the position. He played on the defensive side. He was in the league for a lot of years. He's coached in the league for a lot of years. He brings a lot to the party, and I think guys realize that he knows what he's doing, and they'll be confident in the schemes that he brings.
See, I think it can be something as simple as this. I think guys like to blitz. Guys like to be playmakers. They like to be put in a spot where they're the one coming to the quarterback from the secondary, the safety, the corners. They hear their number being called up. It gets them involved in the game. And I don't know that they have to blitz a whole lot more than what they did, but I think the key is obviously to blitz effectively and get home.
Well, that's the key. You're exactly right. I don't think we're going to see a ton of blitzes, but I do think we're going to see some blitzes that we haven't seen. I think you might see a corner blitz from time to time, and of course you're going to bring up the safety. I think Kurt Coleman could be a blitzer in this defense.
And you touched on something, Baldy, that I think is very key. As a former defensive player, you want to dictate the tempo of the game as a defensive guy. You want to be able to go after the offense as opposed to sitting back, reading, and reacting to what the offense is doing. And I think of the Todd Bowles, they're going to be a lot more proactive in trying to dictate the tempo of the games.
I think that there is an impression there around the league that this Eagles defensive front is dangerous, and they can get after the quarterback.
Right.
Now you use that mindset that everybody has. You know what? I better protect. I got to protect my quarterback. Now you come at him from a different side.
Yeah.
So use the what has been built up around this league as this is a front that can really create havoc, and now use that and then come from a different side. Show them something, deceive them another way.
I think you're going to start to see a lot more one-on-one opportunities for these defensive linemen, and they've got to be able to win in one-on-one situations.
All right, Ike, I think that, you know, we talk about Todd. I think we should step in right now, take a look at some film of Todd as an interim head coach of Miami last year and some of the things that the Dolphins did that we may see here in Philadelphia this week.
I'm ready to do it, Baldy. Let's do it.
Mike, let's take a little closer look at Todd Bowles and some of the concepts that we may see Sunday against the Falcons. Some things that we saw last year when he was the interim head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, when I look at this film, Baldy, I'm seeing a little bit of J.J. Jim Johnson there. Jim always loved to bring one more guy than you can block.
So you got three out here right now. So it's like, guess who's coming to dinner? All right? So if you look at back here, I mean, the Eagles had enough to pick up two, but you can see that the protection on the slide between Mathis and Peters gets a little screwed up for whatever reason. But they get that free hitter to Mike Vick, unblocked.
Yeah. And here's where the quarterback has to recognize that there's one extra guy coming. Yeah. He's going to have to get it out of there quick.
Get it out quick right now. Okay, so they beat the protection on that particular play. But I think that another component here to Todd is how they're going to cover tight ends. Now, here's Rob Gronkowski here. They've dropped the safety down. They cover a lot of tight ends with Todd from outside leverage, forcing him to the middle where you always had vision on the quarterback. I think it's a little easier to see from the sideline. Gronkowski comes down. The safety comes down, but he covers him with outside leverage, forcing him, if he comes down the seam, to that safety, and if he goes to the out, watch him cut this underneath.
You said it best, Baldy. He's forcing the tight end to his help. If he's going to go inside, safety's going to help him. Outside, he's already has outside leverage, and he's waiting on the out cut.
And they will get tested by Tony Gonzalez this week, so it'll be interesting to see.
Just a little bit.
It'll be interesting to see how they handle Gonzalez in this game, one of the big matchups to look forward to.
Definitely.
They love this post-dig combination. When this safety comes up here to get to the box, okay, then they want to try and high-low the free safety. In this case, it's Eric Weddle. And one of the ways they do that is with a post-dig combination here. Julio Jones running the dig, Roddy White's running the post, and right now that guy's in a high-low situation. You've got Roddy going deep, you've got Julio coming underneath. And really, that guy in the circle, whether it's Nate Allen this week or Kirk Coleman, they got to make a decision right there, and that's a big part of this deep passing game.
For the safeties there, you're going to have to make a decision right now. And for the backside corner, he's going to have to know. Safety's not there for the help. You're going to have to play tighter. So when you're in a zone defense, can't pass guys off. Got to stay glued to your guy.
They have an option now. When they run this dig, but there's two safeties back, instead of running into that safety, they'll go vertical here. So that's a natural option for that wide receiver to take it vertical. Matt Ryan knows it. And if he gets the kind of time to cut it loose, he's going to let it go.
Even if you have these guys covered in Julio Jones and Roddy White, Matt Ryan has enough trust and faith in those guys. He'll throw it up there to let them make a play.
Time to switch gears now and take a look at the Falcons gambling defense here, Mike. And bringing you in right now to take a look at some of the things Mike Nolan is doing and some of the things that the Eagles have to anticipate here this Sunday. Right here against twin formation to the right, here's Dante Robinson on the backside. Mike, he's closing the formation. He's free to come on the backside right here.
You know, whenever you see these secondary guys getting up that close to the line of scrimmage, you've got to expect them. So quarterback's got to be alert and make the adjustment. Everyone has to be alert.
Right. So it should speed up the thought process if you see Dante Robinson up at the line of scrimmage. And then if you see any kind of an overload formation,
right,
you know, where they're overloading one side like they are here. I mean, they're all lined up right now. Cam Newton is alert right now. Get the ball out quick. A little slip screen, not a bad way to combat that.
Well, and you know they're not just doing that for show.
Right.
They're going to bring pressure. You just got to figure out where the pressure's coming
and which
from
ones are coming.
And take advantage of that pressure.
The Eagles against Detroit, here they come. Both inside linebackers right now come, and you're going to get just a speed out on the outside here to Macklin. And Vic gets the ball out quickly and beats the pressure.
Bally, this is the solution to all of that pressure, getting the ball out quickly. There are going to be some open spaces when they bring that pressure. You've got to get players in those open spaces and get the football to them quickly.
That goes Vic. He dumps it off to McCoy, makes a man miss, comes to the 10, the 5, touchdown! Shady McCoy!
This is a great job of picking up the pressure. They're blitzing off the edge with Jason Wells. This is the right adjustment to that pressure. Shady gets it on the outside, makes the man miss, scampers into the end zone.
Pittsburgh had a hard time lining up right here. You can see the confusion. You know, you can walk Brent Celek up right now. Shady's on the outside, and you're going to get this kind of coverage. Larry Foote inside against a little swing route here to Shady McCoy. You love this right now. You want them to blitz.
But look at all the guys coming from the right side of the offense, and right away he gets the football to Shady McCoy, open space, and he makes it happen.
I think if the Falcons are going to come after Mike, and I think they will, especially in the third down package.
You know they will.
The Eagles have got to make them pay. You know, you want them to blitz at some point.
You want them to gamble, but as I said, you want to take advantage of those spaces that they're going to give you when they gamble.
Coming up on Eagles Game Plan, we'll detail the Falcons' use of pre-snap movement to disguise their defense. We'll also break down the Atlanta's three-deep zone coverage and how the Eagles can attack it. Plus, we go deep inside the real numbers behind Andy Reid's 13-0 record in games after the bye. All that when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and joining us now for a weekly segment is senior producer from NFL Films, Greg Cosell, who spends a great deal of time really breaking down all the teams in the NFL. And Greg, I open it up to you here today because there's such a familiarity and crossover with Todd Bowles being elevated to the defensive coordinator of the Eagles. Of course, he worked with Mike Nolan in Miami last year, and now Mike Nolan is the defensive coordinator of the Falcons. And I'm just impressed by what the Falcons have been able to accomplish so far with some talent that I thought was marginal, but he's really getting the most out of the pieces that he has in Atlanta right now.
Yeah, he's doing a great job moving players around. I mean, you look at their two safeties, Thomas Dekou, William Moore. These guys play deep. They play at the line of scrimmage. They blitz. They attack. he's really maximizing their abilities because neither is a pure deep safety. And then you talk about a player like Croy Bierman, Baldy. Mm-hmm. I love the way they use this guy. I mean, there was the Carolina game earlier this year in their third down package. He drops back from the line of scrimmage as a deep middle safety. And on that play, they blitz Dekou and Moore, and it's actually Dekou that forces Cam Newton out of the pocket, and he's forced to make an errant throw, and they get off the field on third down. Then in their third down package, when they played the Washington Redskins, RG3, a mobile quarterback just like Michael Vick, they use Bierman as a spy, 6'3", 260 pounds, and you can see in this shot how well he moves, and he forces Griffin to get rid of the ball early. It's a 5-yard gain on 3rd and 8. They get off the field. So Bierman's become the movable chess piece in the Falcons' defense, and it's been very, very successful. If you're Mike Vick in this game, Baldy, you really have to see your throw. This is a week where you're not necessarily looking to make a lot of anticipation throws because you may not be sure from pre-snap to post-snap where the defenders will be, and you can't try to anticipate too many throws. You've got to see your throws or you may end up drilling a defensive lineman right between the numbers.
We've seen what the Falcons are doing from the blitz game in the front end, Mike. But in the back end, there's a familiar sniper.
Yes.
We're number 22 for the Falcons by the name of Asante Samuel.
We know him well.
And here he is against the Raiders 2 weeks ago. When Denarius Moore goes in motion right now, he's going to run with him. Asante, he knows he's got help over the top, Mike. He can gamble right here.
Well, and two, he knows the split. When a receiver comes out and has that split at the numbers, he knows that there's only a certain amount of routes that he can run from that split. And Asante Samuel is one of the smartest guys in cluing where you're going to go based on down and distance and that split. He jumps the route.
At the same time, you know, when they're running their cover three because they got an extra safety down there to stop the run, the Raiders got him last week. I mean, here's Denarius Moore, their fastest receiver, Asante on the outside. He gets inside him right here, Mike, and this is a straight go route. I mean, I can see DeSean Jackson a couple of times going after him.
You've got to know that he's going to gamble. And when he thinks that he can jump the route, you can just run right by him. And I know that the Eagles have to be planning to get down the field because everybody has. Throughout his career, he's going to jump routes. He's going to gamble. Sometimes he's going to win, but boy, when he loses, he looks awfully bad.
He drops into the end zone. He pumps. He looks. He is going deep. And the pass is caught by DeSean Jackson out across the Ravens 45.
Michael Vick gets great protection here to throw the football. And DeSean Jackson just runs it down, taking that hit from the All-Pro Ed Reed.
DeSean just had a chance right here in a little stutter and go against Jimmy Smith. In fact, it was double stutter and go on the outside. Here's exactly what they could see this weekend.
Well, see, the nice thing Mike does here, he holds the safety to the left side, then throws the ball to the right side to DeSean Jackson. He's going to get opportunities like that on Sunday.
Now, here's a concept that the Eagles like here, Mike. Here's the corner, here's the safety, and they're going to run straight go here and clear that side of the field out to bring the underneath receiver on an out route and create that kind of space
Baldy,
again.
This is how you flood the zone. You've got in the flat Jason Avant. On the next level, you've got where you're going with the football to DeSean Jackson, and at the highest level, you've got Macklin clearing the space for DeSean Jackson on the outside.
Now, there
but
it is.
That's flooding the outside zone at three different levels.
It's widely known that the Eagles under Andy Reid are undefeated coming out of the bye. But not many people know why. When you look at the numbers, there's really no mystery. The Eagles come out of their off week playing fundamentally sound football, limiting turnovers, and keeping opponents honest with their running game. Since 2006, the Eagles have won their post-bye games by convincing margins, an average score of 27 to 11. They've been highly prolific on offense, gaining more than 400 yards in every post-bye game but one, and outgaining their opponents by an average of 113 yards. That's close to 40 net yards of additional production compared to games before the bye. The Eagles have been most impressive coming out of the bye when it comes to limiting turnovers. The Eagles have zero turnovers in their last three seasons, and just three since 2006 in games after the bye. The good news for fans worried about this year's turnover total is that the Eagles averaged 2.1 turnovers per game entering the bye. The Eagles have a history of straightening out their giveaway issues during the week off. The most surprising post-bye stat involves the running game. The Eagles averaged 166 rushing yards per game in their post-bye victories. That's an incredible number for a team that does not like to run the ball. Now, I know what you're thinking. The Eagles only run the ball in those games because they were already crushing their opponents. But that's not true at all. In her last two post-bye victories, the Eagles got a total of 157 rushing yards from LeSean McCoy in the first halves before the games were sealed. They weren't just icing their victories, but were using a balanced game plan to keep defenses guessing. Now, probably the best news for Eagles fans is that the bye week isn't just a one-game blip. The Eagles are 16-18 entering the bye, but they're 40-21-1 after the bye. Oftentimes, that week off is a sign of better things to come.
Stay tuned. When Eagles game plan returns, we'll highlight the key individual matchups that could determine the outcome of Sunday's game.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and Mike and Ike, and let's take a look at some matchups I think they're going to be key this week. You start with one of the elite players at defensive end in this league, John Abraham for the Falcons.
You know what? He's getting a little long in the tooth, but with that experience, the guy has all the moves. He still has legs to get to the quarterback. You know, he'll get him going upfield, cut underneath him. He has all the moves, the swim technique and all these things he brings to the party. They've got to do a nice job on him. And, you know, you look back a couple of years ago, I thought King Dunlap had a fantastic game against him. He neutralized him. We didn't hear his name.
And I thought they had a great game plan for John that day. And then inside, I think Jonathan Babineau is a guy that a lot of people don't know about, Ike, but he's a very disruptive player in the interior of the defensive line.
He certainly is, Baldy. And I remember this guy when he was a rookie back in 2005 when I played with him. He's matured over his years, gotten better as a player, and I think he's really an underrated defensive tackle. Great against the run, even better against the pass. 2.5 sacks already this year. It's going to be imperative that Danny Watkins and Evan Mathis and Dallas Runnels are in sync when it comes to blocking those interior defensive linemen, and particularly Jonathan Babineau.
You know, the one guy in Atlanta that they always talk about as a Hall of Famer first is Tony Gonzalez. Yeah. I mean, he's second all-time in catches behind Jerry Rice in the history of this league, and it's going to be a guy that you just can't cover with one guy. I think you'll see a change in the approach to covering tight ends under Todd Bowles, and I think you're always going to have the game plan for him every down, especially on third downs.
He leads the team in receptions right now. He has 4 touchdowns, and I still remember that catch that he made in the back of the end zone the last time these two teams got together. You have to be aware of Tony Gonzalez.
And he runs pretty well. He and Mike Quick the same age. I mean, he runs pretty well for an old guy.
Please join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Herrmann's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/Eagles to make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And guys, as we take a look at the Falcons, Mike, I'll start with you right now. How do you see this game turning right now? What do you see the edge to be?
Well, here, they're rested. You know, both teams are, but I heard Michael Vick talk about how rested he is and he feels better going into this game. And you know Andy Reid, everyone talks about the record after the bye. To me, it's a matter of making sure that this high-powered offense that the Falcons are bringing into town calm them down a little bit because they can score points with the best of them. That's going to be the key to the game and taking care of the football.
But it really starts with the coach's impeccable record after the bye week, 13-0, looking to go 14-0, and that formula has worked out for him. This is a very good football team they're facing in the Atlanta Falcons. But the Eagles can't forget they, too, are very talented and have the potential to be a very good football team. They go out there and play with confidence, cut out all the self-inflicted wounds, the turnovers, the penalties, things of that nature. They have a very good chance to beat Atlanta. Atlanta's 6-0, Baldy. I'm not impressed with any victory they have on their resume, but I am impressed that they've been able to string together 6 Ws.
I'm actually more interested in to see about the Eagles. They made an unprecedented move. They've elevated Todd Bowles here. So I think everybody's going to look at this defense. Can they get off the field on third down? They've got an elite quarterback in town. They've got 2 monster wide receivers and a Hall of Fame tight end. What does this defense do to slow this offense down? And is Todd, does he put his stamp on this defense? All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this week. For Mike Quick and Ike Reese, I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week to take a look at the New Orleans Saints, Eagles' next opponent. We'll be back here to do that next week here on Eagles Game Plan. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.